My Reaper limited AI's purpose was to keep me functioning at maximum capacity. I wasn't sure how being a huge pain in my ass accomplished that task.
I'm sorry, Reaper Kane. Does your statement require a response?
X-37 asked. I ignored him. He was treading dangerously close to mind-reading, and I wasn't in the mood for an argument or a lecture. Transcending from limited artificial intelligence to a fully functioning AI could activate his shutdown sequence, a topic that always put his panties in a bunch. Why would I want to go there? Life was about as good as it could get for a man on the Union's ultimate shit list. Not only had my military occupational specialty been phased out, I'd been phased out. Framed for 17 gang murders and sentenced to death plus 40 years. Whatever the hell that meant. I was also aiding and abetting a teenage runaway wanted by the Union because she was full of super-secret genetic research derived from the Lex program. And my ship was stolen from the Union fleet, which I didn't think should be held against me because it had already been liberated and converted to a smuggler when I found it on Dreadmax. I said as much to X-37.
You did, in fact, murder 17 gang members in Night City, he reminded me.
But I wouldn't have if the Union hadn't planted evidence blaming them for my father's death and the disappearance of my mother and sister. Stop being difficult and let me vent.
It should have been 23 murders, but 6 survived their injuries. 2 instances of gunshot wounds, an uncountable number of stab wounds across all 6 survivors, and 1 man thrown from a building.
X-37 continued. You're making me sound like a psychopath, I said, inwardly relaxing as the confrontation continued. This was something I'd learned on Greendale. I thrived on confrontation. It made me feel like me. I got bored traveling one slip tunnel after another, but life was pretty decent. Almost good, sort of. Definitely better than being on death row. Or getting shot in the face. Far more pleasant than being lit on fire and thrown from a moving train, like that time on Picardy 19. Long story. Better to not think about missions I did for the Union before Dreadmax. Point was, today, on my way to Roxo 3 to find the ocular engineering specialist James Henshaw, I was living the dream. My Reaper nerve wear still gave me problems. I had headaches several times a week, often twice a day, but nothing compared to the crippling ordeals I'd endured on Greendale. Just the mention of Zag City was enough to make me nauseous. The optics in my eye worked, but there had been ghost images assaulting my vision ever since I tried to wear the Reaper mask I'd taken from Byron Thane. I couldn't afford to see things that weren't there. To rectify that problem, I needed a certified ocular engineer, and the only one X-37 and Jelly, my ship's computer, had been able to locate was James Henshaw on Roxo 3. My cybernetic arm worked better every time Tom tuned it up. The man was constantly asking questions and trying new things. He'd been homeless with only the clothes on his back when we met, hardly indicative of someone with the skills to work on my advanced Reaper tech, but then again, I knew better than anyone that appearances didn't mean shit. In any case, there was nothing to complain about from his performance or his companionship. But to say my arm was perfect would be an exaggeration. It felt a bit heavy most of the time. Strong as hell, but slower and less coordinated than I wanted. Or maybe that was just in my head. X-37 promised me it was freakishly fast. It just didn't feel that way to me. I extended the blade from over my fist as I walked, listening to the satisfying clunk and experiencing the recoil all the way to my shoulder.